Yeah, we shall begin. No, that's for today, actually. Okay. So we're going to pick up on Kuvlov on the days by the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is continuing to explain a person who makes a neder and doesn't explicate exactly what he was menader in order to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. So a person says, Harei Alai Eitzim. I want to bring trees. I want to bring wood to the Mizbeach as a korban. There's a machlokes whether these are not, these are continued korban. Is this a korban mincha? Or is this that you want to, you, whether the Eitzim is an actual korban, or whether the Eitzim is just like you put it on the Maracha. You bring the Eitzim to give to the Maracha. So he says, Harei Alai Eitzim, how much does he have to bring? Lo Yifchot Shnei Gezir. He has to bring at least two logs. Minimum plural is two. So he said Eitzim, that's two. The guy says, Harei Alai Levona. Doesn't say an amount. Lo yifchot mi komates. He shouldn't bring any less than the komates. And then the Mishnah says, list five different halachos regarding komates in Levona. Hamisha kamatzim hay. Number one, ha'omer alai Levona. Like we just said, someone says, arei alai Levona. Lo yifchot mi komates. He has to bring a komates worth. But Tosfos points out, there's a machlokas in Masechta Shkolim, 10th round Masechta Shkolim, as whose hand do we measure the komates? The Baal's hand or the Kohen's hand? Okay. So, lo yifchot mi komates. Haminadev mincha. If you make an edit to bring a mincha, right? So the dove is bring a mincha, yavi ima komates levona. You must bring with it a komates full of levona. Hamale es hakomates bachutz. If so on, when are you chayiv kareis for halal bachutz? If you bring a komates volume worth outside, then in you are chayiv kareis, actually. And shnei bezichim, this is number 4 and 5, the two bezichim, the two cups that on the shulchan with the lechem apanim, two shnei kamatzim, each one had to have a komates full of Levona. Rashi points out, what about the idea that you actually be makrav a Levona? Doesn't look like you makrav a komates to Levona. When you bring Levona, you makrav the komates to Levona. Rashi points out, hamala komates b'chutz, chayiv kareis tehalohi, the high klala have a mala komates b'tnim. We're always talking about mala komates b'chutz, let's talk about being mala komates b'tnim. He says, well, if you're chayiv b'chutz for komates, then that shows that the komates volume is the amount that's a valid hakrava. So that assumes the fact that you bring that worth, that amount, in the Beis HaMikdash. Because otherwise you'll be chayiv if you get it out of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the five things of komates. Next, the Mishnah says, Harei Alai Zohav. I'm going to bring gold, right? Like, obviously it's for Bedek HaBayis, it's not for a korban. Lo Yifchot Mi Dinar Zohav. It has to bring a dinar worth. Kesef, has to bring a kesef. Lo Yifchot Mi Dinar Kesef. It has to bring a dinar kesef worth as well. Nechoshes, I'm going to bring copper. Lo Yifchot Mo'o Kesef. What he has to do is a lower value. He has to bring copper in the value of a ma'a worth of kesef. That's what he has to bring. If he says pirashti, the in your day of ma pirashti, I know I said an amount, I just don't know what the amount is. Maybe he should bring an amount ad sheyomer lo lekach miskavanti. Basically, checks his checkbook and says, at this point, I would never have brought this much money. I would not have given more than $80 worth. I would have done it. So up to that point, he has to give, and after that, he does not have to give. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to continue talking about Harei Alai Eitzim. We said Harei Alai Eitzim, you bring two logs of wood. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says in Vayikra, right? Benefik Yisakhi, carbon mincha. Right? It says carbon mincha. Why does it have to say the extra word carbon? Milamei Shem is Nadvin Eitzim. That you can bring wood as a carbon. Vekamo, and how much do you have to bring? The price it says, Shnei Gezirim, two logs worth. Vecheinu Omer, and so too it says, a pasuk in Nechemiah. This is talking about families who brought korban eitzim. It says v'hagoralos he palnu al korban ha'eitzim, or the korban of eitzim. So you see, the pasuk says clearly that eitzim are brought as a korban. Right. So Gemara says Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says eitzim korban heim. Eitzim are really a korban. So that you're bringing eitzim to be used as the maracha. They're a real korban. And therefore, to unim melach, you have to sprinkle salt on them. Uto unim hagasha, and these eitzim that you made them davar to bring, you have to bring them close to the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Basically, we're assuming they're a korban mincha. Anything not an animal korban is under a korban mincha, so you have to have hagasha. You have to bring them to the southwest corner. And Amar Rava, Rava says, well, divrei Rebbe, eitzim to unim kmitza. That's the case. They're korban mincha. You need kmitza. How would you do kmitza and eitzim? You grind them up. You grind them up until they get into dust, and then you would do kmitza on them. You get one of the guys who came around when all the trees fell. They dried up in that machine. And Amar Rapapla, Divrei Rebbe, Eitzim, Tzricham, Eitzim. According to Rebbe, an Eitzim or a carbon, the Eitzim have to be burnt on Eitzim. So when you bring a carbon, you usually bring trees. I guess if you bring a carbon, you're supposed to bring Eitzim with you. If you bring Eitzim, you bring other Eitzim. your eitzim are for the carbon, the other eitzim are the maracha that are going to be used to burn. Okay, the Mishnah then continues. Levono, if you say harei levono lo yifkos min hakomets, you should not bring any less than a komets worth of levona. So Gemara says minolon. How do I know that a stam hataras levona is a komets? The sheer of his komets, right? So Gemara says diksiv. The pasuk says vayipravah pasuk says veheirim mimenu bekumtso misolos hamincha mishamnav es kol levona. You remove, this is from the psolos. You remove from the psolos a komets from the mincha, from its shemen, and all the levona. So the Gemara says makish levona laharama lemincha. They equate, they make a hekesh between the levona and what you take out from the mincha to what you makish from the mincha to be makrif. Ma harama the mincha. What do you take out from the mincha? You take out a komets. Af levona nami komets. So too, when it comes to levona, you take a komets. You see, the stam hakrava of levona is a komets. So if you say like levona, the minimum shear you have to bring is the komets full. I won't say this one. Komets full of levona. Karabon. Learning the brisa, right? Where is this brisa from? There's a Tosefta. Okay, the Tosefta in Perek Gimel, not Perek. Harei alai lemizbeah. Guy says, I'm going to bring something to the mizbeah. The assumption is, we say harei alai lemizbeah, the assumption is I'm going to bring something that's completely burned on the mizbeah. Look, korban, but there's some korbans that are not completely burned on the mizbeah. So I'm going to bring something that's completely burned on the mizbeah. So you have a few things that aren't completely burned on the mizbeah. You have an ola, it's all burnt. But here we say, if you say harei alai, your assumption is going to be something completely burned. There are things that are completely burned, and things that are completely burned. Completely is levona. Nothing, we'll see. But harei alai mizbeach yabi levona, she'en l'chadavar shekar l'gabi mizbeach el levona. There's nothing else that's completely burned on mizbeach other than levona. But if he says peirashti, I know that I explicated to bring something to be completely burned on mizbeach, the in your day of ma peirashti, but I don't know what I did, yabi mikol davar shekar l'mizbeach. I should bring everything that is completely burned on mizbeach, which is what? That includes levona, minchas hasachim, and olas ha'ov. Because they don't have any achilas as kohanim. I think even an old korban, a regular korban olah, is completely burnt. So the Gemara says, to your question, the suleka, why is it we say harei alai mizbeach to say levona? That's the thing that's completely burnt in mizbeach. There are other things that are completely burnt in mizbeach. Right? Behold, ika olah, you have a korban olah, which is completely burnt in mizbeach. So maybe we say harei alai mizbeach, the korban is for an olah. The Gemara says, no, because ika olah kohanim. The skin belongs to the kohanim. So yes, it's a different levels of completeness. The skin's burnt to the kohanim, and therefore, you have to, when you say harei alai mizbeach, we assume that his nedav, that his neder meant real completely, nothing left over. What about the olas ha'of? That's also completely burnt on the mizbeach. Right? The question is, ika, no, over there you also have the mura v'nutza, which is like the crop and the feathers, which are, Rashi points out, Nizrakim Eitzel Mizbeach, they're thrown next to Mizbeach, when they've lined in Coleman. There's a miracle that they were kind of just like melted into the floor. So those aren't burnt, so it's not completely to the Mizbeach. Bahalikin Nizrakim, you also have the Nizrakim, those are completely put on the Mizbeach. Because yeah, the Shikinos, but those aren't really burnt on the Mizbeach, those are poured down the pipes. What about the mincha nesachim? That's the mincha that comes with other karbanos, which is completely burnt, right? So maybe, and we said the other day that you can make a nedava to bring mincha nesachim even without a karban. So maybe when we say areil alim mizbeach, that means the for mincha nesachim. So the Gemara answers, we've seen this answer a few times. Came in the ika mincha, the achkan minei. There are other minchas nedava that the kohen eats lo psikale. So now we have two uncertainties. Right? He said, harei alai mizbeach. Maybe that means, it means something that's completely, it didn't mean a mincha tzachim, but maybe when he said a mincha, he would have meant extricated completely the mincha. What is, right? Rashi says, lo psikale, dirma davar kar kul mizbeach mishem mincha tzachim, ho v'ika mincha tzadavah de'ina kul mizbeach. He's bringing something that's a mincha that's in the tzadavah. So we're not sure, his language is unclear, so we're going to assume that the mincha from the tzadavah that he brought is the one that's completely burned in mizbeach from the tzadavah. So you say that no, we're going to bring it, you're going to say that it must be that harei alai mizbeach is the levona. The levona comes, a komets full. Okay, the Mishnah stated, harei alai zahav, I am going to bring gold for the bag of Tobias. I'm assuming the shul does accept gold as a donation, especially if it's brought us here. So harei alai zahav, lo yifkos medina zahav, don't bring less than a dinar worth. The dilma niska, maybe it means some sort of bar of gold. I guess gold in those days was worth less, because nowadays a bar of gold would be a lot more than a dinner. So if you would bring a what? Yeah, so I don't know. How does it translate Nisga?
Inga.
An Inga. Alright. Okay. So it's a piece of gold. Maybe it means it's an actual piece. Right? As opposed to a dinner. So Amar Allah is the Amar Matbeya. No, he mentioned coins. He mentioned coins. He didn't mention that it would be. He mentioned that it was a coin. So the Dilma Priti, maybe he meant to bring like these small little frutos worth of gold, not this big thing of a dinner. He says, no, Amar Rapapa says, Priti the Dahavalo of the Inshi. Gold is only comes in currencies of hundreds. There are no singles when it comes to gold. That's basically what he's saying. They don't do that. It's not worth it. So it only comes in more. So it only comes in dinner value. It doesn't come in any smaller value. They make an azura out of gold. Okay. So therefore, it would have to be a dinner, right? I guess, well, the smallest amount is a dinner. That's basically what he's saying. It seems to hear that we're going forward. We make these nedavos, and you're not sure. We try to give you the least common denominator to get you to be yotze. Right. The thing is, it seems to me in all these mishnayos that when we're going to come, you know, Mashiach comes, we go to the base of Midrash, we want to make it a davar, and that a brick. We got to be really, really clear about what we're bringing. You got to know the halakos of what you're bringing. Yeah. Otherwise, you're going to be stuck with the bottom line.
Guy comes inside of here. They go drink the stuff.
But what if the guy makes the davar in his home in Modi'in? He makes, the guy's living in, he's living in Ramat Beit Shemesh with all the Americans, and now he comes to make, he says, here, I made Aliyah, I'm going to bring a carbon. And now he says, what did you say? I said this. Oh, well, that means you got to bring that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here, it's the other way around. They're not using the Pashtun book. All right. It's a good horror. That's a good aura. Okay. The pasuk. Then the Mishnah said, if you say Harei like Kesef, I'm going to bring silver. Lo yifkot midiner kesef. We have to bring a dinner. So the Gemara's going to ask the same question. Vidum and Asra. Maybe it means an ingot worth. Amar Rav Elazar, the Amar Matveya. Now he mentioned that I was supposed to bring some sort of coins worth. Vidum a priti. Maybe it means a small amount. Amar Rav Sheshes. Here you can't see the gold isn't brought in a smaller value. They just say that in this place, but Asra de lo sagu priti the kasva. Must be talking about a case where they, a place where they don't make silver. They're still in this coin. They're talking about a really wealthy place where they would never use that. Other places they might. Where this guy comes from, they don't. So therefore, he's not talking about priti. He's obviously talking about a dinner worth. Nichoshes. The guy says, I am going to bring copper to the base of Mikdash. Lo yichos mimal kesef. He has to bring nichoshes in the value of a mal kesef. A mal, I believe, is 100 dinar. Am I wrong? No, 100, what's the mal kesef? Now I forgot my currencies. So 6 miles is a silver dinner, so you have to make it to... So, okay, so whatever the fraction is, it's less than a dinner. Okay, perfect. It makes sense. You're going down in value. Okay. So Tanya, learning a bright sir, Blazim Yaakov Omer, Lo Yifchot Mitzinor Ketana. He says, no, he brings it, he's cholik. When you say Harei Lein Nechoshes, he means you should bring the Nechoshes in the value or the size of a Tzinor Ketana Shel Nechoshes, like a small copper fork.
Yeah.
Supposed to bring.
Why can't he not be bringing that coinage?
I guess because Nechoshes, they're talking about value. What is Nechoshes? I don't know. Nechoshes is different. Again, so we have to know the halakha, to know what it means when you say something. So Lamai Chazya, well, what would this small copper fork be good for, right? Lamai Chazya. So Amar Abaye, this fork is used shemichatatin ba psilos. You would sort of peel off the wicks of the menorah, umidkantin ba neros, and you would also like kind of scoop out the dust, the ashes that are, not the dust, the ashes, upper acre, the ashes that were left in the, in the candle holders, I guess. Tosfos says that no, it can't be. Tosfos says it can't be for the menorah. Tosfos says lav shel menorah de melkach chayim islam. You have the melkach chayim, a special kli that was used for the menorah, right? Elah shel shar neiros hayav b'mikdash. Quotes from Mishnah and Talmud that they used to have candles lined up throughout the base of Mikdash, I guess for life or something like that. So this is what these copper forks were used for, but not like Rashi says for the actual menorah. Okay, so Gemara says. brings a bright side now. It says, let's say a person says, Harei Elai Barzel. I'm going to bring iron, some sort of metal. It's not mentioned earlier. It's not like Barzel. What am I going to bring Barzel for? So Tanya, we learn in the Brisa, Acherim Omrim, right? Acherim Omrim, Lo Yifchot Meklaya Orig. You shouldn't bring, you should have to bring Barzel that's enough to make a nail that we would put in the on the top of the Hefal in order to shoo away the crows. So I don't have the picture, the Machlok will be showing it, but if you look at the top of the base of Midrash, they had these spikes. It's like Talmudic barbed wire. Right? It had these spikes on top of the Hefal. That's the specific they were. It's a bird shouldn't land on it. Of course, they have those. They have those things. What's it called? Yeah, they had like these. They had like these metal rods that like stick out or something like that. It's basically a scarecrow, pretty much. And we'll see in a second. Tosos says it's actually a scarecrow. He says, "Let's just finish the Gemara for the Mishnah." Lo yitkol miklaya orev the karma, and how much barzel you need in order to make a klaya orev? Amar Rav Yosef, amal amal. It has to be one by one amal. From that you can make the nails, the spikes for the scarecrow. Ikadam learned the other way. Lo yitkol miamal amal. When you say Arelei Barzel, you have to bring an Amma and Amma worth of Barzel. What's that for? My Chazya. Arev Yosef, the Chalya Orev. That's good for Chalya Orev. So Rashi, we explained, we just said Rashi has the Chalya Orev. He says, Masmeros Chodin, these sharp nails, Tokim Berosh Daga Hechel, they would dig, stick in the top of the Hechel, the Kalos HaOrevim Shalo Yishuvulav. So the ravens or the crows won't come and sit on the roof. Tosos, Chalya Orev, it's fascinating, Tosos. But he says, Peiris Bekonjus, Masmeros Chodin, Tokim Berosh Daga Hechel, the Kalos HaOrevim Shalo Yishuvulav. That's what we said. Fine. He said it's some sort of like very razor sharp slope or something like that that they would the birds would sit on it would kind of cut them up. But the aruch, right, the aruch is a bit fascinating. The aruch perish to asu tsura. He made some sort of form, an actual scarecrow. Tsura lahavrich baha ofos migaga hechal kederach sheosim achshav shomer yizroim. Like the people in the fields do. They're the scarecrow. Right? The Koro Osa Klaya Orev. It's called the Klaya Orev. But Old Perish Ba'orach, he says that it was only in the second Mesa Mikdash. He said, the Mikdash Rishon, Sheshkina Shirbo, Lo Haya Tzricha Klaya Orev. They didn't need it in the Mikdash Rishon. Shalom, Hayu Opus Parkin Alaf. It was so holy, the birds never, one of them, another one of the miracles, birds never flew over. You didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, no flies. I imagine you had no birds.
No flies by the meat, but no birds on top. I don't know. Whatever. So he says no. But Tosos brings down that no, based on the Psukim and the Limudim and Moed Katan and Smash, they didn't make Klaya Orev even in the first one. So he explains for the Aruch. He says that Shemach Tila, so the last line, Shemach Tila, also Klaya Orev, Slohai Yodei African, Kisharosh, Kidoshasha Shamtu. They made the house, you know, you make these buildings, you put it up. Then they saw later that no birds are coming anyway because it's such a holy place, they took them down. And the second they submitted to heaven. So it's a Machlok, is what it is, whether it's like these spikes or an actual scarecrow. Okay. Next, God makes the neder to bring wine or oil. He doesn't mention how much. So, Harei Elai Yayin. I'm going to bring wine for Nesachim. Lo Yifchot Mishlosha Lugan. It has to be 3 Lugan worth of wine. That's the minimum amount that we saw by wine. Shemen is a Machlokas. Tanakama says, Lo Yifchot Milog. You bring a log, because that's the minimum amount. So, if you can, we have Minchas Nadava, right, the 6 Mincha, Right, a minchas nedava requires only a log, and that is you see from here that this mishnah is going according to the shita of Rabbi Tarfon, because we had a machlokas a few days ago about kufdal amidbeis regarding whether or not someone can actually make a nedava and then to bring shemen by itself. Rabbi Tarfon says yes, Rabbi Kiva says no. Here you see that the mishnah says yes, clearly going like Rabbi Tarfon. That's what Tosas Rashi points it out as well. So that's the mishnah says Rabbi Omer Shlosha Lugan. It's to be 3 lugan worth of shemen. Because that's the minchas nesachim, and that's the smallest amount. So you have to bring 3. Machlokas with we say a shemen, it's 1 log or 3 log. If he says peirashi, the ani yodei ma peirashi. I don't know how much I bought either when it comes to the wine or the shemen. Yavi kiyom meruba. You bring the amount that was brought on the busiest day. We'll figure out what that is in a moment. Okay. Tana rabbana. You learned in the brayso. The pasuk says by the nesachim of the karbonos. It says kol ha'ezra yasekach. We already saw this gemara already. So this pasuk is extra, because it already talks in the Pesukim that we're talking about the Nesachim. So what is it? We're just talking about it. The Gemara says, Milani, it comes to teach us, Shenis nad bin yayin. You can make an adava to bring wine by itself. This kama, and how much you have to bring if you say harei yayin. So we say, Shlosha lugan. You have to bring 3 lugan. because that's the minimum shear. Right, we had three different animals, the minimum one, the guy was one, the minimum one was three. Right, it was three, five, and six. Uminayashim Rasa Lahosif Yosif, how do you know if you want to bring more than three, you can bring more than three. Talmud Lomar says, Yihya. Ah, Yachal, you're close, maybe you're making a dove, you can bring less than three. Talmud Lomar, Kacha. That's what they learned from the Tzukim. So if you're making a dove, you bring three, that's the minimum. You can bring more. The problem with four was whether four meant you had to be mashma to five, or you can bring the fourth and then you put the extra lug value into the kufa. But above that, you had no problem. You always can mix it and match it together. Till we got to 11, then you got to make three animals or two animals. That was beyond 11 lugim. Okay. Shemen, lo yifot mi log. For shemen, you can't bring less than a log worth. Rabbi Omer shlosh lugim. It has to be three lugim. So what's the machlokas? By my commitment, I'm Rabbanan to make the rapapa. The machlokas is something that we've seen oftentimes in Shas. Bidun mina umina, bidun mina b'okim b'asha kamifuki. The machlokas is whether or not when you learn something out from, when you learn A from B, and now you're learning the halakhas of A from B, do you now learn completely everything from B? Or you just learn the basic halakha from B, and then you return A to its own place and learn the halakhas that apply to it, from its place. Domina umina, we learn from it and from it completely. Or domina b'okibasre, pull it back to its own location. Right? And Rashi explains, that was the Rashi, domina, the shemen deban the devava. The fact that shemen can come as the devava, again, according to Rabbi Tarfon, gamrina miminachas. You learn it out from Minchas the Dava. Because the Armel Kamal, we'll see before, Karva Melame Shem is not Bishemen. Vahu Gabi Minchas the Dava Ksiv, Kitakiv Karva Mincha. That's talking about Karva Mincha. So if we say Domina Umina, so the Shemen has to be exactly like the Mincha. What's the minimum amount of the Mincha? One log. Right? So, right? That would be one log. But if you say Domina Ba'okim Ba'asra, Ba'okim Ba'asra, this would be the Sakim. Then the Shemen is mentioned in the Sakim. So anything that's poured on the Mizbeach would be the same. So Domina from the Mincha, you can actually bring Shemen is Nadava, the Oki Basra back in its place with the wine, and the minimum for the wine is three lugin. That's what Gemara is going to say. But don't we know, you learn from it from Mincha, Umina, and then you continue learning all the Pratim from the Mincha as well. Ma Mincha Misnadin, just like a Mincha, you can make a Nadava to bring it. Ashemenami Misnadin, you can make a Nadava to bring, you can make a Nadin to bring Shemen as well. Umina, and I continue learning from Minachos. Ma mincha below, the minimum amount that you bring of oil that you bring in a korban mincha is a load. So too, av shemen by itself is the load. That would be the Tana Kama. But Rebbe Savar, Rebbe holds no. Don't mina, learn from mikra, from mincha, for oki basra, and then bring it back to its own place, which Rashi pointed out would bring like all other mitzvahim, all other things that are poured on the mizbeach. So how does that work? Ma mina, ma mincha misnadin, just like you make in the dava. And bring mincha as a korban nedava. Hashem nami misnadim. So you learn that Shemen can also make a nedava out of it. But oki basra now pulls Shemen back to its own location, and it's kinesakim. Uma nesakim. Shemen is nesakim. So what's the din by nesakim by wine? Right? Nesakim. Ma nesakim shloshes lugin. The minimum is three lugin. Hashem nami shloshes lugin. So too by Shemen is also three lugin. So the machlokas and how you darshan. So when Papa comes and says no, he's going to explain the machlokas Rabbi Rabbanan in a different way. Amr Lahu Rav Papa. Rav Papa said to the Chachamim, we'll just explain this, machlokas, E Mincha Gamal Rebbe. If Mincha was learned, if Rebbe was learning it out from Mincha, right, that you can actually be Misnadev, then fine. Kuli Amr Lo Pligi, Do Mino Mino. He would agree, Mino Mino, we only require one look. But he's not learning it out from Mincha. So it's not, the machlokas is not going to be Do Mino Mino, Do Mino Okba Asrei, he's something else. Because Rav Papa's saying, had Rebbe learned it out from Mincha, like you're saying, had Rebbe had the first part of Don Mina, he definitely would have said Don Mina, Mina. He wouldn't have said Oki Basrei. But why? So why does he hold three Lugin? Ella, what's the reason he holds three Lugin? Rebbe made Ezra Gamila. Rebbe learns it out that you can make Shemen, you can be Menade Shemen, not from Korban Mincha. He learns it out from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Kol HaEzra Yashakacha. And just like you learn from there that you can make in a double of wine, so too you learn from there you can make it a double of shemen. So if you're learning it out, the nesachim and the wine and the shemen from the same place, both of them are going to be three lugim. Because the wine is clearly a minimum of three. The shemen is going to also be three. And then he says, that's why Rebbe says you have to bring three. Not because it's domi nav oki basra, because he learns it out from the same place that you learn out the yayin. The yayin is three, the shemen is three. So Gemara says, no. Amrelay, Rahuna Breda Nasan Rapapa says, no. Umi must Ami Hafi. How can you say that? Why? Because we have the following Breisa. Right? They have this Breisa, which I believe is also in the Sefta. He says, the Pasuk says, the nefesh kisakiv karbon milamid shemisnavin shemen. Right? You see from here now that they're learning the fact that you can make a nitvah shemen from the words karbon, which is what we originally thought, not from the word ezra. And then it says the kama, and how much do you bring? How much oil do you bring? Shloshes lugim. Wait a second. Who said shloshes lugim? Man shamas lay the amr shloshes lugim. That's Rebbe. Rebbe is the one who says you have to bring three lugim. The kamaisi lami karbon. And he's learning that from the pasuk of karbon, not from the pasuk of Ezra. He's learning it out from mincha. Karbon is in the pasuk of mincha. So you see clearly that Rebbe is learning it out from mincha. If Rebbe is learning it out from mincha, so why does he hold three lugim? Must mean domi nava oki basrei. So your answer to telling me that he's learning out from Ezra is not true. And if right, that clearly shows that Rebbe is learning it out from karbon mincha. If he's learning it out from karbon mincha, we need to get to how we get three lugim. Because karbon mincha, the order by karbon mincha is only one lugim. Because it says domi nava oki basrei. Okay. So Amr Leh, so a puppet says back, intellectually honest, Itanya Tanya. That's what says in the Brisa. That's what says in the Brisa. I'm not going to argue with that. That must be Rebbe Shita. Fine. Mishnah then said, Hey Rashi, the guy says, I made an Dava to bring wine or oil. I just forgot, and I definitely said an amount. I forgot what amount I'm supposed to bring. The Eni Yodeya Ma Hey Rashi, and I don't know the amount. Yavi Ki Yomeruva. He has to bring on the day that they bring the most karbanos, the biggest amount. He had to cover all his bases. So Tana, what day is that? Ki Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. We're talking about that the first day of Sukkot falls on Shabbos. How's that calculation? So Rashi says, or Rashi doesn't say. Well, bring it out to heaven here. So Yom Tov HaRishon Sukkot, what happens? You bring 13 parim, right, it goes down, 13 down. So you have 13 parim and 2 elim. That's for the first day. Then for the Musafei Shabbos, we already have Shabbos, you have to bring the Musafim, it's 2 kvasim, and you have the 2 tamidim, it's also 2 kvasim. So how does that work? For the 13 parim, right, it's 3, it's 39 yisronos of solus, it's 78 log of shemen, and 78 log of wine. I understand that, but he's saying what's the most? So it turns out being, I have the calculation here, it turns out being it's 140 log of shemen, 140 log of yain. Now I don't know how much the log is, but that's a lot. So that's what you have to bring. I explicated an amount. I forgot what amount I'm supposed to bring. So we're worried any amount he does bring is too little. The assumption is he clearly did not say I'm going to bring more than the most. The most you can ever bring in one day is 140 loaves.
Why do you guys get that wine? I thought I had enough. I said, we need that money. No, I'll never bring this
money. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good point. I don't know. By Monday we say, I would never quote that. But by the 140 low could be more than that number. What about the menachos that we had yesterday? Menachos we mentioned is the poor man's carbon. Look, that guy's bringing 3,000, you know.
Exactly.
Just be careful. Words have meaning.
So much, yeah.
Words have meaning. Words have meaning. You got to be very careful what you say. Words have meaning. Okay.
Yeah, it's like you're on a highway and you can do like a car, how long you
get on
the highway,
yeah.
You the car, you
got to
pay the most.
Right, you pay the most, you pay up to the maximum. Okay, now we're going to talk about karbanos. Guy says, hare lai ola. I'm going to bring an ola. So here we say you can bring the minimum. An ola can be, you can bring an ola for many things. So he says, yavi keves. An ola, number one, is only brought by males, but it can be brought as a keves, if you brought as or other animals. The keves is the smallest animal that can be brought. Male keves, a male sheep, right? Okay. But the glass armor, no, you can go even further than that. You can bring it o toro vignona. You can bring either like a pigeon or a turtle dove. Those you can bring those are also ola. So you see hare yale ola without telling you which animal you bring the cheapest animal. That would accomplish his goal. So Machlokas, whether or not Machlokas is whether you say Hare Lola, you have in mind specifically, you know, animals or birds. Well, as it says, hey, maybe it's a bird. But the guy.
Well, that's true what he meant.
Right. He says Hare Lola. I come in and say Hare Lola. I can bring an Ola from many types of animals. Which animal am I talking about?
You
don't know. I don't know.
He doesn't know.
He would have said. A Ray Lai Ola.
I have no idea what he meant.
No, said a Ray Lai Ola. I don't know the halachas. I want to bring an Ola. What do I bring? Okay. Next he goes, Perashim and Abakar. I know that I said I'm going to bring the Ola from cattle, from flock, from a Abakar. The Eni, not cattle, but the Eni Odeya Ma Perashti. I forgot. So he has cattle. So he says, Yavi Par, he should bring a par. A par is a male, okay, it's like a bull, a male, right? An ox. A par, not a bull, I guess. A par, which is between 2 or 3 years old, he has to bring that. The egel, and he also has to bring an egel, which is it's another male cow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's a calf? Okay. Right, well, right, that's all. And the egel, which is not a male, but a male one. Okay, because it's all only brought by a male. If he says, min ha-behema, I know I started bringing the carbon olah from animals. First of all, I said from cattle, now I said from animals. Now it's more expansive. So then he has to bring, right, he has to bring Yavi Par, the eagle, and also has to bring a Sa'ir, which is sort of like a mountain goat type thing. What? Right, a Sa'ir, Gediva Tolet. And then he has to bring a Leon Tolet, those are the little ones. Right, an eye on a Sa'ir is 14 months old. Right, so an eye on a Sa'ir, a ram and a Sa'ir, which are 14 months, and a Gediyah Tolah, which is less than 14 months.
Yeah,
sure. What? The aisle's a ram. The Sa'ir... What?
Goat and
a
ram.
Right. The aisle's a ram. The Sa'ir is a goat, 14 months and above. Gediyah and the Tolah are the same things, but they're younger. Okay? So they have to be he's. They have to be he goats. Okay? Hey, Rashti, I said I definitely advocate to bring something, right? The Enya Day Mapin Rashti. I forgot which one I said I'm going to bring, so now will you add on the birds? Mosi Paleyan, Tor Ben Yonah. You add on the Tor Ben Yonah, because those are all the animals that the kosher for and Ola. Next. The guy says, Harei Elai Toldu Shlomim.
In the first case, Harei Elai Ola, it only brings heaven.
Because Ola can bring, is this one? I didn't explicate which one, so just bring one.
Why did you bring so many?
Because I said which one to bring. I said to bring one of them. But I don't know which one I said, so now I got to cover the bases.
You got a large flock.
Right. Once I make an explication and I forget it, I'm in more trouble. Now I got to cover all the possibilities. Harei Alola is basically, I don't know what I'm going to bring. You tell me what I'm supposed to bring now. Now he says, Harei Alai Toda Ushlamin. Right? Toda Ushlamin, the difference is that you can bring also for females. Right? So Yavi Keves. You can bring a Keves, right? Which is the, what? The lamb, right? Which is the lamb. Which is or kipsa, either one. You can bring it a female as well. Again, the perashti min a bakar. I know I'm supposed to bring it from the cattle. Be'en yodei ma perashti. So now we have to bring more because it could be male or female. So you have paru para egel ve'egla. So he says min a behema. I definitely brought from animals. Be'en yodei ma perashti. Again, you have the male or female issue. Par upara egel ve'egla ayo urechela stariyus teira gediyah gediyah talayu talya. I bring all these animals, male or female. Zachar ben akeva. I mean, you're really spending a lot of money over here. Okay? Harei Alai Shor. Guy says, I'm going to bring a shor, bring an ox, for the Olu Shlomim. So what's the case? So what do? Yavi hu nesach of bimana. The minimum value that you bring for the carbon Olu Shlomim should be a mana's value. If he says, Harei Alai Egel, I'm going to bring an Egel, which is now the kid, which is a smaller amount. Yavi hu b'nechas of b'chomish shlomim. 5 shlomim, which is less. I don't know, I think the mana is how much?
100
dinarim, which is how many shlomim? 6 shlomim?
4
to the dinner? So how much, and how many dinner? Sorry?
5 shlomim, 20
dinarim. And then how much is the mana though?
100
dinarim. Okay. So that's a lot of money. So if he says an egel yavi hu nechasa b'chamesh, if he says an ayel yavi hu nechasa b'shtayim, the value, total value of the animal and the nechasa, the suffering together have to be 2 shlayim. Keves yavi hu nechasa b'sela, the total value has to be a sela. Okay, the Mishnah continues. Shor b'mone. Let's say I make harelai to bring a shor b'mone. So I kind of now attach the value to the shor. So now I have to bring yavi b'mone chutz min nesachav. So the value, the shor itself has to be a mana, and then the nesachim has to go above that mana. Before we said the total value is a mana, now the shor alone has to be a mana. Right? The same thing. Egel b'chamesh, yavi b'chamesh, chutz min nesachav. Ayin b'shtayim, yavi b'shtayim, chutz min nesachav. Cheves b'sela, yavi b'sela, chutz min nesachav. Here it's a little different. We said the first part of the Bryce Mishnah was, he said the total, with the total value has to say, but now when he says the value I'm going to bring, so we have, that's the minimum value of the animal, and any nesachim is above and beyond that amount.
What do you do with a small item, a sheep?
Right.
Why would you
notice
with a larger animal?
It's a machlokas. We're going to see that. It's a machlokas. We can come up. That's machlokes in the Mishnah. We saw that yesterday also when Rebbe said it had to bring 60. Had to bring 1, 2, 3, 4. Why not? Just bring 60. It's all included. Right. So there we say maybe machlokes is because you don't include a nadavah with a neder. Maybe when you make a nadavah, when you make it, Rebbe says when you make a neder, you made a neder. You have to live by your words. Right. You have to live by your words. If I say I'm going to give you $100, and I give you $200, maybe I didn't fulfill my nether. I should give you $100, and I'll give you $100 afterwards. My nether was to give you $100.
Right. You don't want to bankrupt the poor guy. You don't have to actually normal like this stuff. You know, why would you say, okay, you have to get
money? They're teaching the halachas, I feel. They're teaching the halachas when you learn the halachas, so you know what you're supposed to say. It's not like a punishment. You have to know the halachas. Right? They're a chayyav dachinom and everything. If you cook on Shabbos, you can't use the food. You have to know what the halachas are. Okay. He says, shor b'mana. Here's the case. I say I'm going to bring a shor worth of mana. Dehevi shnayim. And he brings two shvarim b'mana. Lo yotza. Doesn't count. Clearly. It's tashas. But he said a shor b'mana. This is shvarim b'mana. Right? Bakilu zeb b'mana chosadina zeb b'mana chosadina. Even if you brought $99.99 worth of one and $99.99 worth of another, doesn't count. I think you should just say, even if it was one was chosar dina, it doesn't count. But he said two shvarim, it has to be 200. It can't be anything less. It has to be 200. Now, guy says, Harei alai lavi shachor. I'm going to bring a black short. The heavy lovam, he brought a white one. Lovam the heavy shachor. White and he brought black. Gadol, here's your case. He said, I'm going to bring a big one, the heavy katan. Lo yotza. Tanakam says, it's not yotza. What was said, right? Katan the heavy gadol. Katan the heavy gadol, yotza. Rebbe Omer, lo yotza. If I say I'm going to bring a small one, and I brought a big one, Tanakam says you were Yosef. What are you saying? Yishtafama Sayimana. It's included in there. Rebbe says, no, he's not Yosef, because you must bring exactly what you said. There's a whole pilpul about what Rebbe says. I think the simple answer, the Pasha says, let's say, Rebbe's very medactic on your Lashon. You have to say it with Baal Bach's way of explaining it. So tomorrow, now we have a problem. Well, set to it. The Mishnah said that if you say Harei Elai Ola, right, you bring a Keveth, and Rav Elazar and Azariah said, no, you bring a Torah Ben Yonah. So it seems that there's a machlokus as to what the minimum amount of, which is the least valuable animal. So the Mar says, lo pligi, there's no machlokus in Tanakamba and Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Markig asrei, you mark asrei. I guess each one's marketplace ascribes different values to an animal and a bird. In one place, the marketplace value this at the kevish as less than a bird. And the other place, they value the bird less than the kevish. So whichever place you have where it was the lowest value, that's where he did it. Tosos points out, and he goes, very interesting, Tosos on Oman Aleph. He says, well, what's going on here? Where did you bring the animals from? That's in the Yerushalayim. So just go to Yerushalayim and find out which is the lowest value in Yerushalayim. Right, so it says, Amrinon, the lo plige, the marki da Yisrei, the apel pisha yirigvilim liknos korbonos Yerushalayim, to the Amrinon above Mitzia. Typically, they would buy the animals. It was very difficult to bring the animals all the way. So typically, you would buy the animals in Yerushalayim. Let's see what. So he says, "Harei Elola." Who cares what's in my marketplace? It's the marketplace in Yerushalayim. That's where you're buying it. So he says, "No." He says, "Mikom Makom Dasa Noda Timasher Ol Eir." The Dasa of a Noda there is what he sees on a day-to-day basis. So he says, "Harei Elola." Look at my calendar. The smallest, the lowest, cheapest one is a bird. That's what he has in mind. That's what his intent is. Right. Right. Okay. Okay. That's that part of the Gemara. Then Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, right? Harei alai ola b'sela l'mizbeach yavi keves. If I say harei alai to bring an ola in the value of a sela to the mizbeach, he should bring a keves. That's what he should bring. The sheep. She'en ha'chadavah shekar b'sela gav mizbeach el keves shekar b'sela. I guess that's the only thing you can find that value would be the keves. I think that's what the Gemara is saying. Harei alai ola b'sela. All right, I'm going to bring an ola worth a sela. So which animal is worth a sela? The keves, so he brings the keves. But peirashti, the eino yodeya ma peirashti, yovi mikol dover shakar b'sela gabi mizbeach. Then, I guess, then if he said peirashti, I don't remember which one, then he has to go find all the animals that are that can get a value for them at a sela and then bring them. But if he wasn't Peirashti, then we assume it was the Keves. So that typically was brought as a seller worth. Okay. The Mishnah then said, Peirashti min habakar, The any of day ma perashti. I know it's supposed to be for cattle, but I didn't know which one. So you have to be part of the egel. You have to be the male cow and the female cow. Okay? Va'amai, what's the big deal? The lesi par, sorry, par the egel. So bring a par, and he has to bring the calf. Bring the big cow and the calf. Why does he have to bring the smaller one? Lesi par mimanashach. Your question. Let him bring the par, the bigger one. That includes the smaller animal. Why does he have to bring it for? Right? Yevi par mimanashach. Rashi, the inami egel nader hayish b'chlam ruba muat, Rashi says. Yesh, doesn't say yesh b'chlam asari mono. He says yesh b'chlam meruba muat. It's included already in the par. So the Gemara says, Hamani, so who's our Mishnah going like? Must be like Rebbe. It's Rebbe he, to Amar, Chotam, the Hebe God. At the end of the Mishnah, Rebbe says, if I make nether, bring a small one, and I bring a big one, I'm no Yatzah. Gemara says, wait a second. E Rebbe, if the first part of the Mishnah is Rebbe, then we have an interesting problem with the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't flow. Right? E Rebbe, aim a Seifa. Look at the Seifa. The Seifa says, Shor b'mana, they be shnai b'mana, lo Yatzah. Bafilu zebimana chaser chaserdinar zebimana chaserdinar, right? That's lo yatsa. That's somebody else. Then it says shachar rebi lava and lava rebi shachar gadol rebi katan lo yatsa katan vehebi gadol yatsa rebi omer lo yatsa. So what's going on? The ratio we talked about shita's a rebi. Then we bring a whole list of other cases. The safe will bring rebi shita again. Why the ratio say rebi? The safe say rebi in the middle is not rebi. Why? Because we speak all the time. Why are you breaking up the Mishnah? Right? Ratio. The Sefer Rebbe Umitziyasa Rabbanan. I mean, Rebbe probably agrees with that also, but we're throwing in the Shita. It's not. Let's give all the Rebbe Shitas at one time. So Gemara says, "In yeah, Reisha the Sefer Rebbe, the Reisha the Sefer go like Rebbe Umitziyasa is Rabbanan." V'hachik Amar. This is what the Kavanah of the Mishnah is. Dabar Zeh, the thing that we mentioned in the Reisha that you bring a par and an egel. That's not Ladivrei Akol. That's Taloi the Machlokas of Rebbe Rabbanan that we're having over here. I don't know how that answers the question so much. It just sort of describes. It's more descriptive than explanatory. It's just saying, okay, we have in the ratio, right? The ratio where it said that if you brought a par, where you said a ray of light to bring from the bakar, and you bring par and egel, so the faithful is showing that din in the ratio of the Mishnah is not a different call. That din in the beginning of the Mishnah is only point to Rebbe. Let's just explain. The Mishnah that just describes what's happening in the Mishnah. It doesn't explain why. Why can't you just put the Rebbe together? So that would answer the question. Okay.
The bottom line is, big was not always better.
According to Rebbe, big was not always better. According to Rabbanan, it's the same. It's fine. Okay. Tanan Hasim. We learned back in Shkolim, right? In the Shkolim, we learned that there were 13 shofars, these 13 kupos, right? That they were made like a shofar, and they were made in order to put money for karbonos. Vishisha Lidava. That's what it says. Six of them were for money that was dedicated, and from these shofros you would take to buy olos when there weren't any karbanos, but the case of Mizbeach, when the Mizbeach was basically silent, so you would take from there. You had these six shofros, we saw these the other day, what the six were for. Most of this, most of that. Fine. So Keneged Mi. So why do we have to have six? Why were there six? So Simon Kamach Shah. Abar Chizkia, why you have six? Keneged Shisha Batei Avos HaKohanim. Because there were six Batei Avos, six, not Mishmar, the six major divisions of labor in the Kohanim. Sheitiknu HaFachamim, Shei Shalom Zeim Zeh. They made this so there would be peace between them. So we got a long Rashi to read. So it says, Keneged Shisha Batei Avos, Shekol Mishmar Chaluk, each Mishmar was split into six Batei Avos, Keneged Shisha Yimei Shavua. Zeh Ovid Yomo, Shabbos Kulun Shabbos. Each base av would do a day of the week, and on Shabbos they would all work. Okay, they work for 2 weeks. You get 2 days, 3 days, actually 4 days out of the week you work. What 2 weekdays and the 2 Shabbos. And he says Kadesh Yelahem Shalom Zem Zeh. Why? Because Sheoros Shel Behemos Hanikros Min Hashofros Shofros Hayul Kahanim Shakriven Olos. If you use if those Olos you get to hide. The Kohanim get the hides. Because Masha ain't Hamizbeach Batel, lo hayulokim in a shofros. If the Mizbeach wasn't Batel, you wouldn't take from the shofros, you wouldn't be marked with the olos, and there would be no hides. Right? Vim lo hayalehem ela shofar ephod. If you only had one shofar, asu the insuye. I think they would sort of hide. Right? They would sort of hide karbanos. I'm not sure what that means. The Shema ba'osu yom shel beisav rishon, also beisav shenu, yaviu nedar v'davas harbe. And lo yitil habeis av din ha-shofar klum. They wouldn't take anything from the pot. U'b'shayim os ha-shvua, so eilu beis avos, lo ma'isi nidorim dovas kolchach, v'nim to osa basi avos makrib min ha-shofar. They would take from the shofar, shelo yem izbeach vata, v'yoris shalahem. And they would take a lot, and then they get a lot more hides. U'manchi hanach tamai, v'hadi hanach, v'am yishkam oris, ein an lakum. You have all these hides, and we don't have hides. They would argue with them, I guess. We got hides from Kervonis that came during our day. That was our model.
Yeah.
Right? They took six. So each one shouldn't take from the other one. And they would divide it into six. I don't understand what was going on. What was the argument? Right? So the argument seemed to be, right, that each Beit Av would only take the oros that were brought that day, and since they would only take from there on the days there were the karbonos, so if there were a lot of things brought, then that Beis Av wouldn't bring from that shofar, and then they wouldn't get hides, and another Beis Av would take. And you're getting it, and just because it's divided into six shofaros, it doesn't make a difference. There's still one guy to get more hides than the other, depending on the day. Now, we're not pooling. Now we're separating them into six. I don't know how. The six Beit Avs, or we have six shofaros.
Beit Av is the family, the bigger family.
No, the small family. The Mishmar is the bigger family. The Beit Av is the small family that's working on the day. Your Beit Av is working on Sunday. Mine's on Monday. His on Tuesday. His on Wednesday. His on Thursday. All on Friday. All together on Saturday. So they were going to argue about the hides. So how does splitting it up into six shofaros? I'm not copying it. I'm not grabbing it. All right, that's what Chizkiah says. Maybe we'll get back to it on Shabbos. Let's read a little more. If Yochanan Omer, why was there six? Shanadav Meruba Tiknulhem Shofaros Meruba Kadesh Lo Yidavsha Atzpidulamos. Because if there's a lot going in, then it's an overflow, I guess. So you have to have more than one kupa, so you put all the excess money in there. Ziri Yomer, you had six. Why? Connected power to Egel Isle Kebs of the Usari. They went for power, Egel Isle Kebs of the Usari. All the behemoths that can be brought as Nadava, each one had its own one. If you had extra from the power, went in here. Actually, it went in here. Okay? Rebbe and Ukarebi. And that goes like Rebbe. Number cut of the Heavy God, the Lo Yatsa. That's why you have to have six different kupas. Because if you did one kupa, you'd be cautious that maybe the Maos from somebody who made a Neder to bring an Isle, they would buy a par. And therefore, they were not Mekayim as Neder because he said a smaller one. So Rebbe says you have to have specifically each shofar has to be set aside for each animal because you have to be very specific. He gives the money, you have to take them. I want to bring an aisle, you have to take it from the money, I guess that belongs to the aisle. Okay. Bar Pada Amar, Kineged Haparim, Va'elim, Va'kvasim, Va'asirim, Va'mosaros, Va'hama. Yo, let's just stop here. We'll pick up again by Chizkiah on Shabbos to figure it out. Okay. Have a good day.